It is the review after Liverpool 3, Southampton 1. It was not as straightforward as maybe we thought it would be, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. Neil, let's before we get into the game, I think let's ponder the selection a little bit, because the obvious question right now is, would it have been better to League Cup it, if you like, from a selection perspective and make more changes? I think probably one of the biggest frustrations with Slot at halftime is the fact that he doesn't get to make the substitutions he wants to make on his terms, because the game state isn't playing to maybe where Liverpool wants it to play to. And so he's probably right in thinking that you go strong again, even if you are not 100% in terms of energy, you're going to probably get the game won within a certain period of time. And then you go from there, but it never really happens like that, right?
It often doesn't happen like that. I think that this is a little bit of a difficult one, because you could say, would he have been better off to League Cup it? But two of the players he brings in, he takes off at half-time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's worth saying Shimikas, 45 minutes, and just looks so rusty as well in the process. Really, really rusty Shimikas. You know, he's played well at times this season, but you're getting to see now maybe just sort of what it looks like when he's being called upon, really. And it might be that that'd be the case for any player or for some players, but you know, I think he clearly is part of the process of doing the manager's head in. And also he gets the yellow card, which the manager feels is a big vulnerability for the team. And then also he wants the impetus of Andy Robertson's second half. So all of that then factors. I find Jones's performance a little odd, and I find him being hooked also a little odd. I wonder if Jones is ever so slightly... There's a number of... The manager still... It's worth saying that when the manager makes the three subs, he's still got three subs to make. And I just sort of wonder if where he's got to is he almost thinks more than anything else here, he's sending a massive message, which is that's nowhere near good enough. It's got to be better. And he possibly wants to get McAllister on. So I wonder if both of those things make him go, well, fuck it, it's just going to have to be Curtis then. Because I don't think Curtis is that bad first half. And I think he's actually getting on the end of some stuff and hitting the box, breaking the box quite well for some of Liverpool's bits and pieces. But I just sort of wonder if the manager's decided I need a completely new left side. I'm sorting this out. I'm doing Szoboszlai life for certain. I'm doing Shimikas, but I want this. I want to ring the changes. So I find it actually quite difficult to sort of gauge Curtis's performance, because genuinely there was other players I would have been hooking before I got to Curtis.
He'd be planned to do 45 of Gravenberch and McAllister each.
He may well have done, or he's had something in the back of his mind somewhere and then felt pushed into to what he does do.